Hi, Big Fatty.
Hi.
How fat are you?
I cannot even begin to tell you how fat I am after my birthday yesterday. It's just unbelievable how enormous you get when you turn 64. Well, actually, it's not unbelievable.
No, not at all.
Vera's way ahead of her time. And, Stone. Dr. Stone is an old soul, and he's about to be an old Hager slacks with the what is that, the flex, you know, the
flex waist with the pleats in the front.
The waistband.
Yeah, you know, that's hot.
Sansabelt, that's it. It's the Sansabelt slacks. So
I don't wear
long pants anymore.
I thought you were going to say you didn't wear pants.
You know, that's not really good, because you know, the older you get, the more things tend to hang down. It's like jumping into a swimming pool. Anyway, by the way, if you're wondering if there's a skit,
I was going to ask. I was just waiting to get a word in edgewise.
Okay, we'll go ahead.
Big Fatty, is there a skit today?
No.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
Little booties on the cat, so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on?
Oh,
what's going on,
you
guys?
Big fat thing, you.
I do love a good harmonica sequence.
Well, you know, maybe we can play Home Sweet Home.
Or Danny Boy. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Tuesday, the 11th of August, 2020, in the holy year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria. I have just been to visit her apartment. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And joined today by the really fat, the one-year older person himself, it's Big Fatty.
Hi. Oh, excuse me.
Ooh.
We had Mexican food Friday night, and it's still, you know, it just doesn't sit well. By the way, I sent something in the chat room in the Skype. So when I say we're ready to take a commercial break, if you'll just take care of that, okay?
Well, except I don't know where the chat room is for the Skype, so therefore...
Well, just down there at the bottom where the hang-up is, it says chat.
Oh.
Y'all, once again, there's only one show that has a technology segment, and it is Big Fatty Online. Anyway.
Well, so, the best part is there's nothing in the chat, so...
What?
Well, there's other stuff from previous calls, but nothing here, so...
Well, I just sent something.
Well, I don't know who you sent it to, but I did not get it. Lovely, lovely.
Let's see if I can send it again.
This is riveting.
Isn't it?
It is, yeah. No, there's nothing there other than that I started calling Big Fatty.
All right, let me try to send it again.
Yeah. So, did you get my chat?
Poor Big Fatty.
Okay, well, yeah. So it's not ruined, it's just you. Which is really... Oh, there's another recent chat.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
Oh, well, there it is. I don't know what you want me to do with that.
I want you to play it when I say let's take a commercial break.
You know, some warning.
I'll tell you what. Right. So, I know.
Some warning would have been nice. Can I?
Well, I just, now, wait a minute. Now, in that introduction, You said, I've just returned from seeing Miss Dolly Hortensia Levator Parton.
Yes.
So that's where you've been this weekend?
Well, not really. I was elsewhere, but so I did, you know, I'm having my detached rectum worked on Thursday morning.
Right.
Well, we assume I've gotten the call to pay the bill, but no time that I'm to be there yet.
Right.
Priorities. They have their priorities in order.
Well, as they should.
Yeah. And so, I was going to get out of town this weekend. And so I went up to the mountains of North Kakalaki
speaking of harmonicas, did you hear banjos also?
I basically did. There is a very long story, but Friday, I got in my jalopy and I just said, I got to go. And so I left here, went up there, and it was lovely. It was very relaxing. I had a very nice place, a nice big hot tub.
Now, let me ask this.
Yeah.
When you got to the place where you were staying, was it like pulling into the old Patrick's Pub online.com?
You know, that is not what I was going to click. Yeah.
Right.
No. It was because I had to TT.
Okay.
Apparently, that sound is also gone.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
So I pulled in.
So you stopped and got tacos.
Right. I did. Actually, I did. I had a bean burrito. And
No wonder you had to slam on the brakes. Right. Well, speaking of that, you know, Dr. Stone cannot control his bowels at age 44.
Right, right.
No, is he 44? Yes,
no.
He's 44.
Yeah, I don't think so. Well,
he's
maybe
20 years younger than me.
Uh-huh.
So, anyway, I tell you, before we get into more of this story, why don't we take a break and hear from our sponsor of the Little Fatty Cast today.
Well, I think that that's a lovely idea, that it isn't actually doing anything when I'm saving it. It just keeps saying downloading, but it doesn't actually download. Again, you know, if you had done this, even 5 minutes in advance, then probably would have been prepared, but since you didn't, and I'm sitting here waiting on it to download, and it's not.
You've done it again.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry.
All right, well, just let me know when we should take a break.
Well, I don't know that it's going to ever do anything. It's just spinning.
Okay, great.
So anyway. Very long story short,
too late.
Woke up Saturday morning and woke up very early because, you know, the old people.
Right.
They wake up early.
Did you go by yourself?
Yes, I did go by myself. I needed some time, you know. Never mind. Okay. So I needed some time and I decided I don't know what I was doing. I had never been to the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, and I was looking at a map for something else and realized that where I was on the other side from Miss Dolly Parton's Smoky Mountain home, and the park actually went all the way down. I was like, oh, and then it said that this thing called the Cades Cove Drive was actually closer to me than it was to like Gatlinburg Pigeon Forge, and I was like, oh, so I just decided, you know, I did some shopping. I went and shopped a little bit, but I just decided.
Would you get accessories for your special chair that you wore?
I did. Okay. Actually, I did. They're not up here, but I'll share those later. So I went, and Big Fatty, I went, and I ended up at the visitor center, and so I went in and did some shopping because that's the theme of this weekend. And it said the signs.
Well, it was sales tax holiday weekend.
It was there as well.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay.
And so the national park doesn't have an entrance fee, which was lovely. And I saw the sign that said Cades Cove Drive this way. Well, Big Fatty, let me tell you what happened. I get in my jalopy. I have a half a tank of gas.
Right.
Straight uphill for 2,500 feet. 4 hours later,
oh,
honestly, 4 hours later, I got back to my cabin.
So it was almost like you were Mr. Magoo driving around in the Great Smoky Mountains. Is that it?
You know what? It there were many similarities to that.
This is my favorite part of the recording. Is I'll say something and he'll know. Oh, that's a sound effect, and then he looks. Looking for the sound effect, and then he can't find it, and then after he announces he can't find it, then he finds it.
I still can't find Mr. Magoo, so anyway. So
it's called Magoo, probably.
Meh!
Okay, well, that's close enough. That's Mr. Magoo's twin.
It is. He's actually in his jalopy driving to Palm Springs today. I think he's going to, you know, I'm sure he's going to see Stevie B and all that. So
Aunt.
Yeah. Oh, and Ant. Yep. He's in Palm Springs for the week. He's just taking a little vacation.
You know, and that's a hot spot for the COVID.
Oh, is it? Well, he's going to be in a private home by himself. So,
well, most people are in homes in Palm Springs. Okay.
So anyway, so I spent the entirety of my yesterday doing the Cades Cove scenic drive, and I got back and said I can't handle that.
Oh, Magoo, you done it again.
So you did find it.
Well, I put it back in, yes.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what's happening. But so I did that, and it was actually absolutely incredible. But
Leaves started changing?
No, we're about... Okay. 6 weeks too early for that.
Okay. All right, now, when you were on top of Old Smoky... Was it covered in cheese?
It was not covered in cheese nor snow.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
However, your underpants were covered in something.
Big Fatty, well, it's like, I can't, it's in the middle of nowhere. I mean, nowhere. You are, when I got to the point where I couldn't turn around, and then it told me that it was another 24 miles just to get to the loop drive, which took an hour. Like, you're just driving up this barely paved road up the side of a mountain. Like, it at 10 miles an hour in first gear. Came back down with the gas light on, the whole nine yards. It was...
The nice thing is that you just had to roll back down. You didn't need any gas.
Well, exactly.
And did they have those truck... runaway truck exits where the trucks run up the side of the mountain if they've lost their brakes?
No, not where we were.
All right.
Actually, they may. I don't know. I didn't see any today because there was some massive accident on the interstate. Turns out there are four of them.
I thought you were going to say there was some massive accident in your underpants.
It was. And so... Okay. It ended up
well,
routing
you've
me
got a
through the backwoods.
Colon.
Right. Yes.
Rectum.
A relaxed rectum. Yeah. And so it ended up routing me like 80 miles through the backwoods, which was gorgeous, but I didn't get back on the interstate until I was almost in South Kakalaki.
Oh.
So it was a very long day. So anyway,
I
got.
You know what else will give you a relaxed rectum? They have this new CBD lube.
Oh,
I think it's from the Central Business District. That's why it's CBD.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
so you pick it up downtown, right?
But they, right. Well, yeah. And I don't know what I was saying.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I think we should take a break.
Let's take a break. Okay, great.
If you think a mint has to have sugar to taste cool and refreshing, then you haven't tried Bellamint's. They took the sugar out. You really taste the mint. So fresh, they take your breath away.
Bellamint's took the sugar out. You can really taste the mint. So fresh, they take your breath away. Cool refreshment, Bellamint.
Try sugar-free Bellamint's. You really taste the mint. In three refreshing...
Kind of a harsh ending there, but... now you're probably wondering, what is that?
Also, I'm like, did you get this show confused with yours? Because
well, this played on my show on my Monday show.
Ah, I don't listen to that. Okay.
Oh, well, I know, but well, now you don't have to.
That was the highlight anyway, of the entire show.
That was the highlight. No, that's not the highlight. There's a new bumper.
Okay. Well, but, you know what? Speaking of new bumpers,
I think you've got one, don't you?
I do. Now, did we want to do this or do we want to play Dead or Alive?
Well, we can do both.
Okay. Well, let's do mine first, just because let's change it up a little bit.
Yeah. We're not at
all good at what we do.
Mix master.
Right. Okay. All right, Big Fatty. So today we are playing a new game. It's a game that I've copied shamelessly from another podcast. But if there's one thing that we do here...
Should I sing my answers?
No.
Oh, okay. So
the music's probably going to end well before this is over. So we're going to play a game that I'm going to unabashedly call This, That, or the Other. Okay.
This, That, or the Other. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I am going to pick a topic every week that I am shamelessly copying from an NPR podcast. I'm going to give you three situations, and you have to tell me which one is true.
All right.
So the one I chose today, I heard, and I was like, oh, this is perfect. It is about sports. Because, Big Fatty likes the sports. So
I like the sports ball. Uh-huh.
I thought that I would give you three options.
All right.
And you tell me which one of these is true. Okay.
All right.
So the topic within sports that I'm stalling because I can't find the stuff yet is referees.
But the music is still playing.
It is.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about referees.
There was a time in my life I wanted to be a referee. But anyway, go ahead.
That is terrifying. Hard. Okay. So, let me restart the music.
Oh, yes. Let
me put it on loop. Oh, no. Okay. Okay. So, first thing that could be true.
Mm-hmm.
One of the pioneers of refereeing was hockey ref Fred Waghorn, who was responsible for what important innovation in refereeing? Was it A, he introduced the striped uniform because, quote, I find it quite slimming. B, he was the first ref to eject a player by picking him up and carrying him off the rink. Or C, he was the first ref to introduce whistles to the game to replace the traditional referee's cowbell.
And only one of those is true.
Only one of those is true.
Well, I think that the slimming outfit that they didn't have that back in when was this again?
Does not say, but
okay. Well, back in the day.
The
infancy. Right. Back in the infancy. Yeah. They wouldn't have necessarily thought of slimming.
This is going to take the whole 30 minutes of this little show. Isn't it?
I'm going to say that I'm going to go with the cowbell.
The cowbell?
Uh-huh.
All right. Well.
How about that?
So, you're right. So, at that point, apparently referees use cowbells to indicate, like, the start and stop of play, and fans, though, started bringing their own cowbells, which were very, popular back then, so, to confuse the referee, and so, yeah. All right, so next question. Joey Crawford is a legendary referee in the NBA, but he was suspended for part of a season because he did what? A, he grabbed the ball from Chris Paul after Paul missed two free throws and said, let me show you how to do it. B, he challenged Tim Duncan, who was sitting on the bench, to a fist fight. Or C, he called a technical foul on Steph Curry just because his drooling mouth guard was really gross. I can't. can't cut this out because there's music playing, so just choose one,
Big
Fatty.
I know. I'm going to say it's between the first one and the last one. It's not Tim Duncan. Okay. It's going to be, I think it's going to be Steph Curry.
All right. So you're going to say that he called a technical foul on Steph Curry because his drooling mouth guard was gross.
Uh-huh.
All right. Actually, he did challenge Tim Duncan to a fist fight. This was after he had already called two technical fouls on Duncan for laughing at him.
Oh, okay. Well, I missed that one.
You did. You did. I can't be bothered to put in the buzzer. All right.
Right.
All right. So one more question. If you get this right, you win. All right. NFL referees went on strike right before the 2012 season. I know you remember that. Resulting in the league bringing in replacement refs who were not very good.
Right.
In fact, one of those refs had done what before he got his chance at the NFL? A, had his driver's license revoked because of poor eyesight. B, applied to be a ref in the English Football League because he didn't know they meant soccer. Or C, he had been fired from the Lingerie Football League for incompetence.
I'm going to go with the bad eyesight.
No, there really is a Lingerie Football League.
Oh, my Lord.
And, yeah, so...
See, I wouldn't have known that because I don't wear the underpants.
Oh, by the way, you're right. He had his driver's license. You're right.
Okay.
I thought, never mind. Anyway, sorry. Thought you were saying something else, but yes. So 2 out of 3, you win.
How about that?
I mean, we're just going to go with, that's a win.
What?
So yeah, he had his driver's license revoked because of poor eyesight. And but there really is a Lingerie Football League, and some of those guys did come over to referee
for the
NFL.
Okay.
During the Great Referee Strike.
What? I like that.
Okay, well, I'm going to keep copying that, and some of our listeners are probably going to be like, I've already heard this, so I'm going to have to go back in time a little bit.
Okay, so. Well, why don't you go back to, like, 1977, when that Bellamy's commercial premiered. So, that was Dr. Stone was 1 year old then.
Ooh, so. I wasn't born yet. Okay.
Right.
Well, oh my goodness. Big Fatty, what a hoot nanny this has been. We've still got plenty of time. That seemed like an eternity, yet it was only 20 minutes total.
Do we have time for Dead or Alive?
Oh, of course we do. But what did you get up to this weekend? Did you do anything fun? Was there a Friday at Fatty's or a Saturday slosh hoot nanny?
We had margaritas and tacos. And actually, I have to say, I'm not a big fan of my own cooking, but I got to say my tacos were pretty good. And you know what the secret ingredient was?
I don't know.
Ground the hamburger. Oh.
No.
Shot the cow, and then I browned the hamburger meat.
Uh-huh.
And poor Big Fatty. And, put the seasoning mix in it and everything. And then I took a half a bar of pepper jack cheese, and I cut it into small little pieces and let it melt in there. It was so good. And you wouldn't think that that would, it didn't make it gooey. It was just the flavor was in there with it, but it was really delicious.
Poor Big Fatty. Oh, well, that sounds lovely. Just simply lovely.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, I think on that note,
eating my tacos can only mean it's time for.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, Big Fatty, this is where you tell me someone who was born today. I have to tell you who they are and if they're dead or alive. And I even get to work my own sound effects for this one.
Yes, that is correct. All right, the first one is Klaus von Bülow.
Well, last week I complained that you made it too easy. So I see that you've done your done your research. I'm going to go with dead.
Okay, and we would know him from...
Oh, I believe, actually, I don't think he was an actor or anything. I think he was part of the Nazi regime. So, during World War II.
No, he was the guy that was accused of killing his wife. You know, the Klaus von trial. Okay.
No, and never heard of him. Okay, well,
all right. Where is that one? All right, well, we'll do this one. Okay. Alex Haley.
Oh, well, that's who they named Haley's Comet after, clearly.
That's Halley. Halley.
Oh. Well, okay, anyway. Alex Haley, I'm going to go with alive.
And we would know him from?
I'm going to say he was the son on Father Knows Best.
Alex Haley is dead, and he wrote the book Roots.
Jesus. Thoughts and prayers. So, I didn't pick that one up. Okay. One more, Big Fatty. Right. One more.
All right. Jerry Falwell.
Dead.
We would know him from... excuse me.
He was one of those evangelical pastors who hated everyone, including the gays.
Okay. Yeah, it's true. He was head of the moral majority. One last one real quick. Steve Wozniak.
Alive. I didn't know it was Woz's birthday. Yeah, alive. He was one of the co-founders of Apple Computer. He developed Apple II.
No, that's not how we would know him. We would know him from his appearance on Dancing with the Stars when he did the worm.
Woz did the worm. Wow, that's impressive that he got down, he could get back up.
Maybe Miss Lauren and Nessa can goggle Wozniak worm. And it might remind them of your detached retina. I mean, not retina. I said that wrong.
Yes, you said it very wrong. My detached rectum.
Rectum, right.
Yes.
Because a rectum looks a lot like a worm. So just one last one. Okay. Do you know Hulk Hogan?
Yes. Okay. I think he's alive. He was a wrestler back in the, I guess, 80s and 90s.
Okay, right. And do you know where he was born?
No. Memory
Augusta,
Lane.
Augusta, Georgia, home of the Horror Hotel.
Speaking of the Horror Hotel, now when do you think you're going to be going back to the Horror Hotel?
Well, we have it penciled in for the 12th of November.
Ah, okay, okay.
That may change.
Okay.
That may change. Okay. So, okay. Anyway. Are you looking forward to... You're at the coal mine tomorrow, right?
Yeah, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week. All 3 days I was and will be at the coal mine.
And then you've got rectum problems.
On Thursday.
We'll talk about your special chair.
Do we have an
update on that?
It is
there breaking news... breaking news on the special chair.
Okay. Mayuri shipped it to me from Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh. You know, that's the home of Joe Biden. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not. It will be here on today, actually, that we're recording this.
Oh, Tuesday, okay.
Or Tuesday that we're releasing this. And it comes with a DVD to watch about how to use it. Now
I think that's fabulous. My special chair did not come. Well, I have a DVD that shows how to use it, but I didn't need it. Mine was not for instructional purposes.
Well, it was a separate purchase, is what you're saying.
Mine was more erectional purposes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I said, Mary, I do not know how to play a DVD or what I would do with that. And she said, oh, so you're up on the technology. And I said, every now and again. And she said, well, we have a YouTube video. And I said, that works. So,
okay.
The 45-pound box that's 4 feet long and 2 feet wide is going to be delivered at some point today, Tuesday. And yeah. And then I'm going to figure out how to get it rigged up. And
now, is it coming? Is it being delivered by forklift or?
No, I believe Young Nicholas.
Is going to bring that. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, who else would bring a special chair?
Well, I can. You're right. So anyway.
Ooh.
All right. Oh, you're Gussie.
Now, Big Fatty, the question is, will there be an LFC next week?
Well, I think that all depends on how much medicated salve you put on your reattached rectum.
Ah, well, so in all fairness, we don't know because it depends how things go on Thursday. So if I can be upright on Sunday long enough to record it. So just FYI, we'll play that by ear.
Maybe. All right, we'll leave the skit up to you next week.
Oh, okay.
The skit of you trying to do the show.
Hanging upside down.
Right.
Oh, well, Big Fatty, this was a shit show, train wreck, horrible mess. Once again, maybe we'll just go ahead and end it.
Because Elvis is still going.
Ah, I just got to wait them out.
All right, you just wait them out. Just wait them out.
Well, that's...
And by wait them out, don't wait out your detached rectum, though, or what's inside of it.